Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, how's it going? This is our weekly recap with head chick Amanda and
head chick Laura, who apparently I'm in a bedroom for those who are watching this, not listening. So if you're wondering why I'm just like perched on a bed in a fit chick shirt, I'm at my mom's house. So I gotta figure out where the lighting's the best.
So this week on our podcast, we were talking while I had the honor of interviewing the lovely Mindy Milray, and we were chatting a lot about Tabata specifically, and we were talking about HIIT training as well, but really, like, she is like the guru, like the master, like the go-to when it comes to Tabata training. And so I really wanted to, like, you know, dive into that with her. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast, make sure that you do, because it will tell you all about what Tabatas are, how they work, everything else. But if you're looking for the quick recap, Laura, explain quickly. I'm putting you on the spot. What are Tabatas? How do they work? What is the protocol? Go.
You know how I like the pressure.
Yeah, it's like a test. Go.
Okay. Tabatas. Tabatas are, well, they're, first of all, one of my favorites. Like, seriously, ever since I've been in HIIT training, I still go back to Tabatas with my clients, with my own workouts. Kitty.
don't mind links.
I think that they're the best pattern because they're very easy to do and they're quick and dirty with huge afterburn effects. So a Tabata is essentially, it's a high intensity interval pattern that is 20 seconds of work followed by 10 seconds of rest. Repeat it for 8 times for a total of 4 minutes. So for those visual people, because I know for me, I like to think of an example. Let's say if you were doing jump squats, you would do jump squats for 20 seconds. Then you would take a break for 10 seconds. Then again, go jump squats for 20 seconds, 10 seconds rest, jump squats, 20 seconds. And then you do that 8 times. So by the end of 4 minutes, if you think doing jump squats, like 20 seconds, 8 times, you're like gassed out. Like you're so... legs are trembling, but those 4 minutes are hard work, but they're so worth it. And then you get the afterburn.
Yeah. And I mean, Mindy talks a lot about the afterburn in the podcast. So I'm not even going to give you any secrets about that. You have to listen to understand how the afterburn works. And she actually did like a super secret little experiment where she even had like test subjects come to a hotel room and do this whole program.
Ooh, like where I am right now.
And so if you want to hear more about her test and what she did with them and sort of how she was able to really test the theory of the afterburn, make sure you listen because it's really cool. I'm the same with you in the sense of I love Tabata training, but my thing is with Tabata is because traditional Tabata is that you do the same movement, repeated 8 times. So for every round you do the same thing. My problem is that I get a little bit bored sometimes. Right. And so what I actually personally really like to do when I'm incorporating Tabata training into my workouts, especially if I'm just doing like, you know, it's something really quick and dirty, like all I'm doing is Tabata or something like that. I actually like taking 4 moves. So say, for example, I usually choose 1 move that I like really don't like. Like, let's
always start with things you don't like.
Yeah. So I'll do like burpees. Then I'll do something I really like push-ups. Then I'll do something like jump lunges. And then I'll do like star jumps or something. So I'll literally choose 4 movements, do them each 20 seconds, 20 seconds, 20 seconds, 20 seconds with the rest in between. But then I repeat that whole sequence 8 times. So essentially I'm actually doing 4 full rounds of Tabata because I'm using each of those movements. I'm doing each of those movements 8 times, but I'm just breaking it down so that I'm just doing it like 20 seconds. For me, that just seems to work really, really well. I know it's not the traditional way. And I know if Mindy was listening, she'd be like, no.
the Tabata purists, they're like, yes. No, the real Tabata has to be done this way because that's how you get true afterburn.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, it's such a fun pattern. So if you're an instructor or if you're just doing your own workouts, it's such a great pattern because you just can plug in whatever exercises. Like I know you were just saying you like to do the 4, right? Yeah. And then repeat those. I like to do as well. I'll do like 2. And we have a video. Yeah. On Fit Chicks, we have a video called Tabatas with a Twist. And it essentially is 2 exercises that you do back to back. So it could be a strength and a cardio. It could be, you know, 2 different exercises for the same muscle group. Let's say like if you were doing like a chest press and then you did push-ups, So you're alternating back and forth. It could be like pretty much whatever you want it to be, as long as you're doing it in that pattern. But what I always like to tell people is that that's doing the Tabata pattern. That's not doing an actual Tabata. So if you want to do the actual Tabata, same exercises, 8 rounds, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 4 minutes total.
Totally. And so for anyone that's listening, you know, the whole reason why you want to do it is because of the afterburn. And also because it's like, it's the easiest way to get a really fast workout in mm-hmm. a very short period of time. Cause you can literally be like sweating after 4 minutes. Like you get 4 minutes, it's like a 4 minute total workout. And you could literally be like out of breath, feeling your legs like jello, like you said, if you're doing the jump squats or something like that. But also what I really like about Tabata is that it makes it completely like something that is attainable for anyone, because it's like you can always kind of manage 20 seconds, right? Like 20 seconds is like, it's not like a big commitment of time. You don't feel scared. You don't feel like you have to go slowly and progress, because you know it's only 20 seconds. So you can go full on for that 20 seconds. And that's the whole purpose behind it. So if you haven't checked it out and if you haven't tried Tabata training, you need to try them, because we highly recommend them. We do them in all of our HIIT classes. And again, if you haven't, if you need to know more about what Tabata training is, you want to learn a little bit more about what Mindy has to say, then definitely check out our podcast on iTunes in the link below.
And we also have another podcast we did a while back.
Oh, that's right.
We got into a lot of stuff to do with Tabata for our own personal, because I know just the one thought I wanted to add to that too, when you were saying about quick and dirty with it and how to utilize it. Like if you don't have a lot of time, and that's the thing, a lot of people now, their biggest reason for not exercising is lack of time.
Yeah.
But you can do them, like you said, in the morning. You can do them just, you know, for a quick... Even one is better than none.
Totally.
But I also like to, for my strength training girls out there who like to lift weights and aren't doing any cardio, you know, there's always this battle between the strength and cardio world. But if you are looking to do some cardio, they're amazing to add as a finisher. So after you do your weight training, do a quick Tabata just to burn it out. And then you're good to go.
Do you ever do, just to ask you the question, because I know that you're really into like heavy lifting. Do you ever use Tabata as like a burnout method, in the sense of like, say you were doing upper body and you were doing like a chest day or something, like, or a chest and back day or a push and pull day or whatever you're doing with your routine right now. Do you ever do Tabata, like then you'll do like push-ups as like your burnout? Do you do that? Do you
sometimes,
push yourself to those limits, or do you try to keep it very cardio specific?
It kind of depends, but usually like by the end of like lifting weights or whatever, if it's chest day, like 8 rounds of push-ups, I wouldn't be able to do it.
That's why I'm asking. Well, yeah, I know. I'm just curious. I want to know how strong you are. I'm just curious to know. I know you're
not
strong.
That strong right now.
No, you are strong. I'm just joking around.
I'm not.
I mean more like, you know, what is sort of better in your opinion, or at least from your own personal experience, what do you find is the most beneficial? Do you like to use it more as like a burnout, so that you get the afterburn after your
surgery? I like to do it more of like a cardio, so the big plyometric moves, or if like I'm in the gym, I'll do like sprints on the bike for 10 seconds. I find with Tabata is the best thing for machine wise, because if you're doing a treadmill, like sprints and stuff like that, you've got to start and stop it, right? So the treadmill,
what I do is I keep it going and I jump my feet on the outside.
Jump off, jump on.
But then you're like, a little risky.
Yeah,
especially if you're feeling a little bit like jello-y legs.
Well, yeah. And a lot of people aren't the most coordinated, hands up right here, me. That's like recipe. Have you ever seen that YouTube clip where it's like the guy just goes flying off the back of the treadmill into the wall? Like that would probably be me. So I find the bike is one of the best, because you can just really give it and then just slow it down. Or of course, if you're outside, you could just do sprints, like 20 seconds, then just walk for 10, 20 second sprint, walk for 10. I like more of those, and then just leaving more of my like lifting to going heavier and body weight exercises. So,
cool.
So yeah, love a little Tabata.
Awesome. Well, for anyone who is listening, we'd love to also hear how you like to use Tabatas, or if you've even tried them. If you haven't tried them, once you do try them, please comment below. Let us know what you think. And as always, any questions or anything, email us info@fitchicks.ca.
One last shameless, not plug, but you guys like the podcast and you find it super valuable and awesome, which we hope you do. We would love it if you could leave a review for us on iTunes. S'il vous plaît.
Please.
That's my multilingual, my French. S'il vous plaît.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you guys for checking out the video. We will chat with you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.